The objective of our study is to study the clinical, therapeutic, and evolutionary profile of adult Still's disease. For the retrospective study of patients followed in a rheumatology department between 1995 and 2022, we report 19 cases of adult Still's disease diagnosed according to the Fortrel criteria 2002 and collected the epidemiological, clinical, biological, and therapeutic characteristics and the evolutionary profile. 19 patients meeting the Fortrel 2002 criteria were included, with a mean age of 29 years, a sex ratio of 1.1, and a mean delay in diagnosis of 10 months. Joint involvement and fever were present in all patients. 15 patients presented a rash, 9 patients had adenopathy, splenomegaly was present in 3 patients. Pharyngeal involvement, represented by odynophagia, was present in 10 patients. One patient presented with pericarditis and glomerulonephritis was diagnosed in one patient. The mean sedimentation rate was 94.15 mm H1. The mean CRP was 75.70 mg for liter. Hyperleukocytosis was present in 19 patients, hyperferritinemia in 4 patients, cytolysis in 3 patients, and cholestasis syndrome in 4 patients. 17 patients received corticosteroids and methotrexate biotherapy was used in 2 patients. The analysis of our observations is consistent with the literature. Febrile joint involvement was inaugural in all our patients and skin involvement was frequent. Hyperleukocytosis, a major sign of Still's disease, was observed in all our patients. The evolution was monocyclic in the majority of cases. We deplore 2 deaths. Currently, the prognosis is improved by the use of biotherapy. Adult Still's disease is a rare condition with a polymorphic clinical expression. In our series, fever, joint involvement, skin rash, and hyperleukocytosis were the most frequent cardinal signs. The overall evolution were favorable under treatment.